In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord is indeed a truthful master teacher. Obviously, because he himself is truth incarnate, wisdom incarnate, the things that he speaks are also wise and true, complete and total. The response he gives to the Herodians and the Pharisees who has come to trap him is not, if you will, double speak, but a very clear and direct answer to what they put before him. The Lord is himself a law-abiding man. Not only the laws of men, but most importantly, obviously, the laws of God himself, which he likewise incarnates. He has no intention of sowing any type of dissension or sedition or disregard for human laws, because he understands and knows that their meaning, their power, is derived from relationship to the natural and universal law that, again, he himself embodies, that he himself has come to expound, that he himself has come to teach. Therefore, he makes very clear an answer as to how we should navigate the world. Give to the world, to Caesar, those things that properly belong to him, and then give the things of God that properly belong to God. This is not to separate the spheres, as if somehow we live a bifurcated existence, secular in this venue and godlike in this venue. Because in truth, it is giving to God everything and all things to God that then gives meaning to those things that we might render unto Caesar. God first, last, always, was the motto of St. Thomas More. God's good servant, he called himself, first, last, and always. And in that context, as the great lawyer that he was, he adjudicated up until the moment that he offered his life by the shedding of his blood, that which he thought he could do in good conscience, giving to the king those things that belonged to the king, but always giving to God those things that belong to him, complete and total. And that is how we are to be as well. Of course, as Catholics, the historical recrimination and discrimination that was put against us was that we did have a divided allegiance. Our allegiance, our authority to the Pope, and then our allegiance to our nation as citizens of this great land. But again, it was a misunderstanding about who we are. Maybe we ourselves did not properly understand how we situate ourselves in society and culture. We are not of two nations. We are only of one. We are of the nation of God himself, that kingdom that Christ has established by the shedding of his blood and the gift of his life. That is our identity through and through. And then we live in the world wherever it is that we may find ourselves, because we know that there are Catholics not only in this country that enjoys freedoms, but there are Catholics in places that they do not enjoy freedom. There are places where the Catholic Church thrives and truly is able to live out in liberty who she actually is. And there are places even now where she is persecuted. And what we all have in common is this creed that we will profess together, and this common faith that is the foundation of who we are and the manner in which we live in the world. This is what binds and holds us all together. That then becomes the manner in which we decide how we will live in the world, and in a sense, those rules and regulations that we will abide by. Not that we get to pick and choose them, but rather the laws of men that correspond to the law of God. The laws of men that are righteous in the sight of God are indeed the laws that we should follow. The laws that do not correspond to the natural law, to the law of God, to the teachings of Holy Mother Church, are things that should be eradicated. And we need to insert ourselves into society and culture to transform and change it. We are never changed by the dominant society and culture. Rather, we are the agents of its transformation, precisely because we live and inhabit truth itself, which transcends any government, principalities, mights, nations, kings, presidents, and prime ministers. Whole nations have disappeared from the face of the earth, but Catholicism has perdured, and it will continue to do so. Whether it is billions of us or one of us, it does not matter the number, only that those who adhere do so in such a way that it is a manifestation that they are choosing God above all things. And then in that manner, making decisions about how they choose the things of Caesar. I know that I have quoted this to you before, but it puts into beautiful context the wisdom of what our Lord says to us. St. Hilary of Poitiers, that 6th century, 7th century theologian, said, "Once you have rendered everything to God, there truly should be nothing left to give to Caesar." How wise that is as well. And again, not that we live in a contentious or fractious relationship with the society in which we find ourselves, but in truth, brothers and sisters, there should always be a certain degree of tension, precisely because we know who we are and our true dignity and the authentic understanding of who we are. And the degree that which we live that deliberately and consciously should be an agent to bring grace and transformation in the world. But if it brings tension to others, it is not for us to change. It is rather for those who interact with us as we seek to live our Catholic faith. They are the ones who are required to change, not to fit us, but to embrace and live truth. There has always been this tension between the church and culture. Those of you who are students of history, who find it fascinating to look at how we repeat over and over and over again the same mistakes, will know that we have always been in this posture, in this tension. But it is always easily resolved, if you are confused as to how you should be in the world, to remember who you are and whose you are. Yes, we are Americans. And if you have traveled abroad, you know how great it is to flash the eagle when you go into different countries or when you come home, that sense of peace and calm to know that we are back on this land that we love so well. But as we know, nations come and go. So we hold not fast to that reality, but to the dignity and the reality that supersedes all others. We are members of the kingdom of God, Christ, who is our sovereign and our leader. We give to him all allegiance. And then moving from that which he bestows upon us, we go forth to offer this great relationship to the whole world. And so for this day, this week, as you go back to the business of which you are engaged, whatever that business may be, you find yourself once again immersed in secular realities, call this scripture passage to mind. Do not allow yourself to be caught up in the wickedness of this age by being confused and confounded about who you are. Give to Caesar the things that are his, few and paltry they may be, and give to God all things, for he is deserving of all things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.